Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Welcome, gentlemen. This is life hack number 2. And what we're going to be talking about here in relationship with women, it's relational life hack number 2. So it's all about relationships. How do I navigate my relationships with women? And this is a really big, just a way to think about how I navigate with women. So here's what happens. A woman will come to you and she will give you a problem, whether it's a complaint or maybe even a criticism. But what she's doing is she's setting out something that is an issue. Like she's feeling really horrible, or something's going on with her mother or her sister or a friend or something at work, and she will present an issue. And what we do as men, we immediately go into our fix-it mode. And we go into our fix-it mode because we are problem-solving machines. Yeah, Glover in his book talks about how men are problem-solving machines. I totally agree. It's one of the superpowers that men bring to the world. You think about what every man does at his work is problem solve. We will, whether it's being a doctor who's looking to help people with any kind of medical issue, I will solve that problem. Or a construction worker. He's building the framing of a building, but there's always a problem. We always come up with, or we don't come up with, we come up against different problems and obstacles. And when we face that at work, we fix it. We solve the problem. That's what we do. We're good at it. It's a really, really significant thing that we do as men. And so here we are in our relationships with women, and something happens that's really, really difficult when we bring our problem-solving capabilities, that superpower, into the relationship. Your woman, all of a sudden, after she presents her problem and you start going into problem-solving mode, well, let's do this, let's do that, have you thought of this, what about that? For some reason, a woman will get incredibly offended because we're trying to fix the problem, which then befuddles us because we're like, dude, I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to fix it. I'm trying to make your life better. I'm here to make your life better. That's what I do. And so the whole thing of being able to make this happen is a really, really big deal. We want to fix it. We want to make her life great. But she gets offended. Why is that? What the heck's going on with that? And the other thing that really happens to us is we often feel a lot of pressure to fix every woman's problem. We want her life to be smooth. We want her life to be okay. And the problem with that is that that's not what she wants. She doesn't want you to fix it. And so I've heard it said it's either when you enter into a conversation and a woman's complaining or has a problem to be solved, we have two options. We either can fix it or feel it. We can hear or we can help. We can console her or consult her. So whether it's a consultation or a fix or a help, that's one way to handle it. And usually that's the guy's default mode, is we always want to fix it. We want to fix it. But what she wants is she wants you to feel it. Or she wants you to console her in it. Or she wants you to hear it rather than help. And so the whole thing is, we're like, what the heck is this? You're talking to me, and why wouldn't you want me to fix it? And so this is kind of the thing between men and women, is that men have a totally different value system when it comes to problems. We want to fix it. We want to make something happen. But a woman just wants you to hear it. She wants you to listen. She wants you to feel what she's feeling and have empathy. She wants you to console her. And so that's a totally different worldview type of thing. And so when we engage with this with our woman, if we actually jump into fixing it, it's actually the thing that women usually take this as is not that we're trying to fix the problem. Usually they think you're trying to fix them, that they're incapable or they're unable to handle their problems or that type of thing. And so it's really important to be able to think through this and go, I'm going to do this totally different. So what we want to do in this, what I'm talking about here, is create a completely different default mode. That with my woman, my default would be to listen, to hear, to be with her, to console her in the problem, and instead of trying to fix the problem. Because ultimately, what a woman wants from you is for you to be with her, to be present with her in the middle of the mess. That sounds crazy to guys. Well, let's just fix the mess. But that's what a woman wants. She wants you to be with her in the mess. Now, the crazy thing about this is trying to fix things actually creates a lot more pressure. It's a lot harder to do that. And so being able to have the pressure taken away, I don't have to fix it. All I have to do is be here and console her and have a little bit of empathy and actually listen to what's going on. Many of you have probably seen the little clip. It's about 3 minutes long. It's just a little YouTube video. It'd be great for you to watch it. It's called It's Not About the Nail. And in this little clip, the woman has a nail stuck in her forehead. And she's complaining about having a headache. And sometimes her sweaters, as she's putting them on, will snag and start ruining her sweaters. And so he's like, well, just take the nail out of your head. That's the fix it. And all she wants is for him to go, this sounds really difficult. And as you see it, you'll see it's a funny take on it. But it's absolutely true about this is what is going on. And she just wants him to be there with her in the mess. With the nail, she doesn't want him to fix it and take it out. And that's kind of an extreme example, but that's really what this is all about. And so the life hack here, the relational life hack, is don't worry about the pressure to fix it. Take that part of you that's a really beautiful superpower, like I said, the problem-solving machine, set it on the back burner when you're with your woman. And make your default mode listening, hearing, empathy, and being with her. Just being present with her in the mess. Now, there are times when she does want you to fix it, and that's a great ground rule to be able to set with her. And to be able to say something like, you know, whenever you bring up a problem to me, I'm going to do my best to listen and to hear you and to console you in the middle of that. I'm going to be here with you and I'm going to be present. But if there's ever a time that you need me to jump into fix it mode, I need you to say, this is the time I need your fix it mode. I need your problem solving machine to step up for me. I need you to help me with this to fix it. And so like 98% of the time, probably less than that, maybe 90% of the time, it will be console. And then 10% of the time will be consult or fix it. And so that's going to be a really significant ground rule to set with her to be able to say, I'm going to do my best to listen and to hear you and not try to fix your problems. I'm going to be present with you. But if there is something you need me to fix, just let me know. I think that's about it with this, and I do want you to be able to really have the whole thing of just taking pressure off and really giving your woman what she really wants. And she wants you. She wants your presence. She wants you to be with her. And just remember, she wants you to be with her. That's what she wants. And so I hope this really helps. And with that, that's it for this one. The fix it or feel life hack. So anyway, with that, guys, keep being strong with your relationships. And as always, stay solid, my friends.